With your latest news, I'm Karsley Fuller. This year's Economic Forum hosted by the Chamber of Commerce is underway at the Kempton. That's where we find Radio K-Man's April Cummings.
Governor Jane Owen addressed the business community this morning and says K-Man faces a world in rapid transition. She pointed to global uncertainty as a reason for businesses to rethink their long-term strategies, even though the Cayman Islands are stable. The governor warned that K-Man's economy relies heavily on just a few sectors, called on the business community to help strengthen the island's story on everything from its environmental protections to national security, and especially its financial services. Next up to the plate, the Minister for Social Development and Innovation, the Honorable Isaac Rankin, who announced today the launch of Cayman's national ID, My eID, along with an app on Apple's App Store and Google Play. The Cayman digital ID system, which includes both the card and the app, is intended to become a core piece of infrastructure that makes it easier to deal with government, more secure, faster, and less paper heavy. Eventually, they're hoping that will expand to private sector. April Cummings, Radio K-Man News.
After 8 years of operating independently, the two major carnival organizations, Batabanou and K-Mass, have, quote, formally unified their carnival road marches and will move forward together under the banner of One Carnival. The Ministry of Culture and Heritage says this reunification is the result of several months of constructive dialogue and negotiations. Batabanou's Donna Myrie.
For years, our community has dreamed of seeing the return of carnival celebrated under one umbrella. Now, with the full support of the Ministry of Culture and the launch of Heritage Month in May, that dream is finally coming through. This is a moment of pride and joy for our community, our mass bands, our sponsors, our masqueraders, where culture takes center stage and we celebrate the traditions that unite us all.
The 2026 Carnival Road March has been set for May 23rd. Police seized more than 500 pounds of ganja in Bodentown. The drugs were recovered during a search of a home in Midland Acres last February. A 45-year-old man has been arrested and charged with possession and intent to supply. He appeared in court on January 21st and has been remanded until his next appearance on February 10th. Drivers, you may want to plan ahead for this year's National Heroes Day celebrations, as there may be some road closures affecting your commute. Here's Radio K-Man's Jevy Ebanks.
Closures begin today at 6 p.m. and will continue through Monday, the 26th of January at 10 p.m. A temporary reopening will take place on Saturday between midnight and noon. The affected areas include Fort Street between North Church Street and Edward Street between Fort Street and Main Street, Cardinal Avenue between Albert Panton Street and Edward Street, and Albert Panton Street in its entirety. Officials say the closures are necessary to accommodate official events and ensure public safety during the celebrations. Jevy Ebanks, Radio K-Man News.
The annual Parliament prayer breakfast was held on Thursday at the Ritz. Here's CIGTV's Travis Webster.
The Parliamentary Prayer Breakfast brings together members of Parliament, faith leaders, and invited guests for a time of reflection, prayer, and fellowship. Speaker of the House, the Honorable Ezra Miller, opened the breakfast.
You and God know your inner thoughts and deepest needs. God is here among us, ready to meet those needs and help us realign our paths, converting us all into better citizens of this beautiful land we call home. Thank you, and may God continue to bless each of us and these beloved islands.
Held in a nonpartisan and inclusive spirit, the breakfast provides an opportunity to seek wisdom, unity, and guidance for those entrusted with public service while fostering dialogue and mutual respect.
Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Karsley Fuller.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The United Nations top human rights official has urged the authorities in Iran to end their brutal repression. Volker Turk said thousands of people, including children, had died in Iran's crackdown on anti-government protests. The first three-way talks between Russia, the United States and Ukraine since the start of Russia's full-scale invasion nearly 4 years ago are underway in Abu Dhabi. The key issue is territory. Russia wants Ukraine to give up more of its land. Ukraine is resisting. BBC News.